ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमात्मने नमः ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने ॐ श्री परमात्मने नमः ज्ञानविज्ञानयोगो नाम सप्तमोऽध्यायः इच्छाद्वेषसमुत्थेन द्वन्द्वमोहेन भारत सर्वभूतानि सम्मोहम् सर्गे यान्ति परन्तप इच्छाद्वेषसमुत्थेन द्वन्द्वमोहेन भारत सर्वभूतानि सम्मोहम् सर्गे यान्ति परन्तप सो इन् दिस् वर्स् भगवान् made it very clear in the very beginning itself that para and apara prakritis, the higher and lower natures, in the form of pure consciousness and matter, both are inseparable higher and inferior natures of Bhagavan, which together constitute Ishwaraha. There is no Ishwara without the Shakti. There is no Ishvara without the source of Shakti. The source of power with its inseparable power in terms of para and apara prakritis constitute Ishvara. It has been made very clear. Therefore, every being here essentially Bhagavan. Bhagavan is the essential nature of every being here. And here in this particular verse, Bhagavan says, Sarva Bhutani Sammoham Yanti. Sarva Bhutani Sammoham Yanti. Sammoham Sarge Yanti. Sarva Bhutani Sarge Yanti. What is that which really keeps the beings in samsara? What makes it is the sammohaha? It is purely because of delusion the beings continue to be in samsara. If you ask why there is samsaraha, what is samsaraha? There is beings are born and they physically go through sixfold modifications and they, one day they leave the physical body. In between this birth and death, they have to go through pairs of opposites. Unavoidably, they have to go through pairs of opposites. So, this samsaraha. So being born again and again, going through life of pairs of opposites, again dying, again being born, so there's no end for this. So for there's no end means choicelessly the birth is there, choicelessly death is there. In between birth and death, there is experience of pairs of opposites, which is inevitable, and there's no way of getting out of this cycle of births and deaths, you know, fraught with this going experience of pairs of opposites. And this is sargaha. And this sargeyanti, this samsara is inevitable. Why? Because it's purely caused by sammohaha. It is delusion because of which samsara is there. Which means if delusion is corrected, if this sammoha delusion, if there's a viveka, the discriminative knowledge is there, discriminative understanding. solved, then samsara also will be there, will not be there. What Bhagavan says, the delusion has to go, there must be, we need viveka. So lack of discriminative understanding is sammoha, because of which there is samsara. For we need viveka. For viveka, we need, first of all, knowledge, clear knowledge. One must have clear knowledge of what is real, then to differentiate it from what is not real. What is satyam must become very clear, then there'll be, it is possible for one to have satyam, mithya, viveka. The discriminative understanding of what is real, what is mithya will be possible only if there's clear understanding of what is real. Therefore, if jnanam is there, then there'll be viveka. Viveka is there, there will not be delusion. When delusion is not there, then there is no samsara. Therefore, Bhagavan makes it very clear in this verse, which we have already seen. We'll move on to the next verse. Yesham twantagatam papam jananam punyakarmanam yesham twantagatam papam jananam punyakarmanam te dvandva moha nirmuktah te dvandva moha nirmuktah bhajante mam dridhavratah yesham twantagatam papam jananam punyakarmanam te dvandva moha nirmuktah te dvandva moha nirmuktah bhajante mam dridhavratah yesham twantagatam papam jananam punyakarmanam te dvandva moha nirmuktah bhajante mam dridhavratah. So Bhagavan says here, dridhavrataha mam bhajante. Dridhavrataha mam bhajante. The word bhajante has different meanings in different contexts. But here it means actually seek, seek. So mam bhajante, seek me. And who seek me? Dridhavrataha, dridhavrataha, seek me. So dridha, vrataha, yesham, te dridhavrataha. So people of very firm resolve, people of firm resolve, people with resolve, they alone are said to be dridhavrataha. They seek me. Dridhavrataha mam bhajante. So even to seek Bhagavan, even to seek Ishvara, we must be very, very firm resolve. Otherwise, it is not possible. So even to be people of firm resolve to seek Bhagavan, we need grace. So dridhavrataha mam bhajante. But who are the dridhavrataha? For a person to be with the firm resolve to seek Bhagavan, what should one do? To be with the firm resolve to seek Bhagavan, what should one do? One must be relatively free from the hold of, you know, dvandva moha. So dvandva moha nirmuktaha. Dvandva moha nirmuktaha. The people who are free from the delusion caused by these dvandvas, pairs of opposites. So being free from the delusion caused by these pairs of opposites actually is between, not absolutely here, relatively. So for a person, dvandva moha vinir muktaha, only they can have that firm resolve to seek Bhagavan. So in order to be free from the hold of the delusion caused by these pairs of opposites, one must have certain mastery over one's own thoughts. And what Bhagavan says, one must be punya karmanam. One must be a person of righteous deeds. Punya karma. So to be a person of punya karma, one must be live a life of karma yoga. Only if a person lives a life of karma yoga, if he is committed to live a life of dharma, knowing the value of dharma, when a person lives his life consciously, always knowing the value of dharma, that is when he avoids doing wrong actions, thereby he avoids accumulating papam, then all his actions become punya karma, actions which help him earn punyam. Punya karma means what? Righteous actions which enable a person earn punyam, or the actions which are not against dharma which enable a person earn punyam are said to be punya karma. When a person involves himself consciously only in performing righteous actions, he consciously refrains from wrong actions, so living a life of dharma makes him a person of punya karma. When a person consciously lives a life of dharma, the more and more and more he performs only punya karma, what happens naturally, he says, papam tu antagatam. Thereby, papam tu antagatam. Then, like that, papam tu antagatam. It means their papams come to an end. Papams come to an end. Papams will not come to an end totally until jnanam. Okay, make it very clear. If you ask, papam to antagatam means what? All one's sins come to an end. Papani antam gacchanti, which means all one's sins come to an end. When do one's sins come to an end? Really speaking, only when a person attains jnanam. Only when a person attains jnanam. Only in the wake of the knowledge of the self being identical with Paramatma. Only when one understands real nature being Brahma. Then when a person has objectivity towards his body, mind, sense complex. When a person does not have any more identity with the body, mind, sense complex, even though body, mind, sense complex is there, we can look at everything as Ishvara. Then when he sees himself as reality, the Atma, then definitely the person is absolutely free from all punya papams. He is neither punyam nor papam. Punya papa vilakshana. The person becomes absolutely free from punya papa only in jnanam, because he sees himself as Atma. Just by discovering the self being Atma, one really sees the self being already free from punya papams. That is what is actually becoming free from punya papa in absolute sense. So only in jnanam, freedom from punya papa is possible. So being free, seeing oneself being free from punya papas is actually having all one's papams come to an end. That is possible only in jnanam. But for that jnanam, one has to seek jnanam. To seek jnanam, one must have firm resolve. And to have firm resolve, I want jnanam, only in jnanam, my moksha is there. With that conviction, with that firm resolve, to seek jnanam, to seek Bhagavan, one must be relatively free from the pairs of delusion caused by pairs of opposites, for which one must consciously live a life of dharma, consistently, for a long time, then gradually his papams come to an end, not absolutely, relatively. Okay? So relatively, papams come to an end. Why papam comes to an end? Because the person consciously lives a life of dharma. Only does the right things. Only does the right things. He's very conscious. Only does the right things. Avoids wrong things. Thereby, consciously, he does not do anything which transgresses values. Therefore, by living a life of dharma, living a life of karma yoga consciously, this person, he becomes a person of punya karma. And because as a person of punya karma, and all his papams come to an end, as a result of which he becomes relatively free from delusion caused by these pairs of opposites. And that is how his resolve to seek Bhagavan becomes a firm, and as a person of firm resolve, he seeks Bhagavan. See now how much Bhagavan emphasizes, even to seek Bhagavan. I want jnanam. Only in jnanam my moksha is there. I want moksha. It is moksha. It makes my life absolutely successful. My real sukham, my real happiness, my real peace only is in jnanam. I want that jnanam. I should not miss that jnanam. Knowledge is my priority, absolute end. Now, to have such firm resolve, to be committed to the pursuit of knowledge, to seek Bhagavan as the ultimate goal, to have that firm resolve, one must have punyam. One must be free of the delusion caused by pairs of opposites, the experience of pairs of opposites, and that one can overcome that delusion relatively to have firm resolve. Even for that, one must have grace. One must become a person of punya karma. And to be a person of punya karma means what? You are living your life karma yoga consciously, life of dharma. And the more you live your life consciously, a conscious life of dharma, naturally, gradually, all your papams come to an end relatively. Then the resolve is possible. So Bhagavan says, even to be a person of firm resolve to seek Bhagavan, one must have punyam, even for which one must be free of delusion to a certain degree, and even for that one must definitely choicelessly live a life of dharma to have one's papams come to an end. Is it clear? So yesham tu jananam papam antagatam, yesham punyakarmanam jananam papam tu antagatam. When people of righteous actions, righteous deeds, are people of, people whose actions do not transgress dharma, thereby whose papams have come to an end, papams have ended. Okay. And the people who are thereby free from the delusion of, the duality of pairs of opposites, such people alone seek Bhagavan with the firm resolve. Bhagavan says, they seek me with the firm resolve.
Jara marana mokshaya. Jara marana mokshaya mama shritya yatantiye. Jara marana mokshaya mama shritya yatantiye. Te brahma tadviduh kritsnam. Te brahma tadviduh kritsnam. Adhyatmam karma chakhilam. Jara marana mokshaya மாமாஸ்ரித்யயதந்தியே தே ப்ரஹ்ம தத்விதுஹ் க்ருத்ஸ்னம் அத்யாத்மம் கர்ம சாகிலம் ஜரா மரண மோக்ஷாய மாமாஸ்ரித்யயதந்தியே தே ப்ரஹ்ம தத்விதுஹ் க்ருத்ஸ்னம் அத்யாத்மம் கர்ம சாகிலம்.
So here Bhagavan says, Te viduhu, Te means those people, viduhu, they know, viduhu means they know, Te viduhu. And who the people who come to understand? Te viduhu, te kim viduhu. Absolute reality implied by the term Brahma in its perfect sense. It means Krishnam, entirely they understand. Krishnam, Brahma, te viduhu. Not only that, they understand Brahman, absolute reality. Krishnam literally means entirely, totally, completely, which means without any doubt. You can't know half Brahman, half, okay, I know little of Brahman, not like that. When we say the word Krishnam implies without any doubt, doubtlessly, firmly, clearly, completely, totally, they understand Brahma. Te Brahma viduhu. Krishnam Brahma viduhu. Not only that, they also understand akhilam cha karma. They also understand karma in its entirety. What is this karma? What it means by saying karma, action? Or what it means by saying karma, phalam? What is action? What is the result of action? What are the laws which govern results of actions? And what is the exhaustion of results of actions? Who exhausts? Etc., etc. All about karma, they understand totally. Akhilam cha karma te viduhu. So those people, not only that, adhyatmam. Adhyatma means what? They also understand the self. Bhagavan, here Sri Krishna says, te viduhu. They know, they come to understand clearly, entirely, three factors. They understand what absolute reality is, what one's own self, Atma, is, what karma is all about. Akhilam karma te viduhu, adhyatmam te viduhu, brahma te viduhu. They understand the truth of the whole as Brahma. They understand the same Brahman being the self of every individual as one's own self, adhyatmam. They also understand the karma in its entirety. All about karma they understand. Akhilam karma te viduhu, adhyatmam te viduhu, brahma akhilam, brahma krishnam, Krishnam Brahma te viduhu. And who are the people who understand? Which means, what else? Nothing else is to be understood. Te viduhu, those people clearly, doubtlessly, completely understand absolute reality, the truth of the entire cosmos implied by the term Brahma. Which means they understand, they come to understand their own sarupam, that Brahman be their own sarupam, adhyatmam. Thereby they understand the non-difference. They understand non-difference, they understand the oneness of the truth. They understand all about karma. How? All about karma. I'll explain to you again. Who are the people who understand all the three like this? In his company, Akhilam Karma, Krishnam Brahma, Adhyatmam, Te viduhu. Ke viduhu. Who understand? Bhagavan says the very first line. Ye yatanti. Ye yatanti. Those people who make efforts, who make appropriate, adequate, genuine efforts. Ye yatanti. And who are the people who yatanti? How do they yatanti? How do they make efforts? No, making efforts means what? What does it mean by saying appropriate efforts, adequate efforts, genuine efforts? What does it mean? What efforts they should they make? Mam ashritya. Okay? Bhagavad ashrayaha is the appropriate effort. Adequate effort. Now it is the proper effort. What is that? Mam ashritya. Mam ashritya means what? Being dependent on me. Those who make efforts for what? Jara marana mokshaya. People who genuinely make efforts, make appropriate, adequate efforts for freedom from birth and death. Jara marana mokshaya. For freedom from old age and death. Jara, old age. Mokshaha, freedom. Jara marana mokshaya. Jara mokshaha, marana mokshaha. Isn't it? If a person has to become free from the hold of death, the only the person who becomes free from the jaws of death, he alone can become free from getting old. Can avoid the, who can escape from the problem of old age, jara. One can free oneself from the problem of old age. One can free oneself from the bondage of death. You know, a person who makes efforts for that. One who makes appropriate efforts for moksha. It means, to make appropriate efforts for moksha, one must know moksha is only in jnanam. If a person knows moksha is only in jnanam, then he becomes committed to the pursuit of knowledge of the truth. That being committed to the pursuit of knowledge of the truth is actually being dependent only on Bhagavan. So, mam ashritya. Bhagavan underlay emphasis that sent. Mam ashritya. Ashritya means having depended upon, having depended upon, depended only upon Bhagavan in the form of truth for freedom from bondage of death and old age. Those people who make appropriate efforts. If without being dependent on Bhagavan, without Bhagavantam anashritya, Bhagavantam anashritya, without being dependent on Bhagavan, but dependent on so many other things, then, you know, then there's no appropriate effort, there's no adequate effort, there's improper efforts, there's no way of knowing Bhagavan. So Bhagavan makes very clear here, who can attain moksha? He says here, ke brahma viduhu, ke adhyatmam viduhu, ke akhilam cha karma viduhu. Who are the people who can understand? People who understand the very self, they understand Brahma, the truth of the whole. People who understand the oneness of the truth, the difference between the self and Bhagavan. And such people understand even the karma in its entirety. All about karma, they understand entirety. And such people, alone what? Who are the people who become free? People who make efforts for freedom from bondage of karma, bondage of old age and death. Jara marana mokshaya bhagavantam eva ye ashrayanti te eva viduhu. Okay? Those people who are dependent only on Bhagavan, they alone attain, they alone come understand, come to know. If you are not dependent on Bhagavan, dependent on something else, you can never come to know Brahma, never come to know yourself, you can never come to know, understand, you can never understand karma. Okay, your dependence must be on Bhagavan. Dependence must, for moksha, dependence must be only on Bhagavan. Only on knowledge of the truth. Otherwise, you can never understand Brahma, never understand self, never understand karma. If you don't understand self, Brahma, karma means you cannot come out of bondage of karma. Very simple. Isn't it clear? Isn't it? Maam Ashritya is important. Maam Ashritya. Bhagavantam Ashritya. Ishwaram Ashritya. Kimartam, for what? Jara Marana Mokshaya. So Jara Marana Mokshaya Bhagavan Eva Ashrayaha. Ishwara is the only refuge. Other than Bhagavan, there is no other refuge for moksha. If that is very clear, and if people make efforts, then such people definitely will understand, come to know Brahma, will understand Brahman as their own self, as the truth, adhyatmam. So, jaramarana mokshaya, Maam Ashritya Ye Yatante Te Yeva Brahma Viduhu. Bhagavantamana Ashritya, without depending upon Ishwara, you are dependent on anything else, your effort will be waste. You can never understand Brahma, never understand self, never understand karma, then you will ever be bound. What is the big lesson? Same old lesson. Bhagavan repeats, where should you be leaning on? What should you be depending upon? That is emphasized in this verse. Hey, very easy to know the self, very easy to know Brahma, very easy to understand the entire karma. Not at all a problem. Once you understand everything, if you understand karma, you're free from karma. If you understand yourself, my God, your perception about yourself will change. You understand Brahma, your perception of the whole Jagat will change. You are free. To understand Brahma, to understand yourself, to understand karma, to be free from the problems, you know, all that you need is, first of all, for freedom, you should depend only upon Ishwara. Maam Ashritya, being dependent on Ishwara, Bhagavan as the only dependence. When you make efforts, those efforts will be appropriate efforts. They will result in what? Effect. They will be effective. Without fail, you will know. Otherwise, you are depending upon the world. And I tell you, the efforts will be failure. There's no way of knowing Brahma, knowing the self, knowing karma. One important fact is emphasized. Okay? Maam Ashritya. That is the important crux word here. Sarve prayatante. Everybody is making efforts. Who is not making efforts for freedom from bondage of old age and death? Everybody is making efforts. Who doesn't want happiness? Everybody wants happiness. Everybody wants peace of mind. Everybody wants fullness. But who are you dependent on? That makes, I'm dependent on Ishwara only Bhagavan. So dependent on Bhagavan means what? Simply worshipping and praying? No. Being dependent on Bhagavan means being committed to the pursuit of knowledge. Being dependent on Ishwara, Bhagavad Ashrayaha, means being committed to the pursuit of knowledge, being committed to the study of the Shastram, and being committed to live a life enjoined by the Shastram, being committed to live a life of Dharma, being committed to live a life of Karma Yoga, and now being conscious of how I live my life. That is what is Bhagavad Ashrayaha. So one must have relative surrender as well as absolute surrender. Isn't it? So one must surrender to Bhagavan. Only then this is knowledge of Brahman, knowledge of the self, knowledge of karma, its entirety is very, very easy. So ye mamashitya jaravarana mokshaya yatante, those people who surrendered to me for dependent only on me for freedom from bondage of death and old age, they alone, those people alone definitely come to understand the truth, Brahma, their own self, and all about karma. And such people who understand Brahma, understand the self, understand the karma's entirety, will become free from bondage for good. Okay, we'll go to next verse.
Sadhi-bhuta-dhi-daivam maam sadhi-yajyanchaye-viduhu sadhi-bhuta-dhi-daivam maam sadhi-yajyanchaye-viduhu prayana-kale-picha-maam te-vidur-yuk चेतसः साधि भूताधि दैवं माम साधि यज्ञं च ये विदुः प्रयाण कालेऽपि च माम ते विदुर्युक्त चेतसः साधि भूताधि दैवं माम साधि यज्ञं च ये विदुः प्रयाण कालेऽपि च माम् ते विदुर्युक्त चेतसः.
So here ते युक्त चेतसः माम् विदुः, those people Mam viduhu, Bhagavan says, those people understand me. Those people will know me. Those people definitely understand Ishvara. Understand Bhagavan, they know Ishvara. Te mam viduhu, Bhagavan says, they understand me, the Lord. Who are the people? Yukta chetasaha. Yukta chetasaha means people of who are the discernment, people of integrated minded. Yukta Chetas means the person of integrated mind, or integrated minded, the disciplined minded is Yukta Chetas. Yukta Chetasaha, the people of disciplined mind, integrated mind. You can say integrated minded people, disciplined minded. The people, yukta chetasaha mam viduhu. Bhagavan says, finished. You need to become mentally disciplined to know me. One small sentence, okay? Yukta chetasaha mam viduhu. Disciplined minded, know me. Who do not understand, then we have to make out the answer. Indisciplined minded, cannot know me, do not know me. So what do you need to do now? You have to discipline your mind. Simple reason. Answer is finished. You have to be disciplined minded. That's all. So yukta chetasaha mam viduhu. The disciplined minded know me. And the question is, how can I become disciplined minded? How can I become yukta chetas? How can I become a person of integrated mind? Disciplined, how can I become a person of integration or disciplined minded? Bhagavad Gita teaches the whole way of life. Live, this is the way of life. You have to live strictly if you want to be disciplined minded. Once you are disciplined minded, you don't need to worry. Bhagavan Swarupam will be revealed to you. That's all. Te mam viduhu. Those people understand me. Who? Yukta Chetasaha. People who are means whose thought, word and deed are in alignment. Thought, word and deed are identical or integrated. People, integration, highly disciplined minded, effortlessly come understand me, they know me. So he says, who are the people? But he says, prayana kale api cha mam viduhu. They understand me when even prayana kale, you know, even at the time of death also, they remember me. At the time of death also, they remember me. See, at the time of death, we cannot remember Bhagavan. You know that. Prayana kalaha, time of death. Okay? Prayana kale. You know what it's called prayanam? Yanam means going. Prayana means going for a break. You have to come back. It's called prayanam. Going for a break is called prayanam. Simply go and come. Go to the shop and come back. It's called yanam. Yati, verb. Prayati means goes for a break. So prayanam. It's like the journey. It's a small journey. You break the journey and come back. It's called prayanam. So prayana kale, at the time of death. Death is called prayanam. No? Because you're going for, not for a long break. It is, we are going to have some reasonable, decent break we'll have. We'll come back. It's called prayanam. So prayana kale, at the time of death, mom viduhu, they remember me. Such people, they are the disciplined people who know me. How to remember Bhagavan at the time of death? At the time of death, you'll be frightened. You will be afraid. You will be thinking of, you will be shivering in fear. You cannot, you can think of everything else in the world. You can't think of your Bhagavan. People think, I can think of Bhagavan time of death. You can never think of. That is, think of your child. Think of your son. Think of your daughter. Think of your daughter-in-law. Think of your grandchildren. Think of other people. Think of your close people. Think of wealth. Think of property. Think of your jewelry. Think of your bank balance. Think of where all you did. I tell you, the whole Jagat will come to you. I tell you, you will be least bothered to think of Bhagavan at the time of death. Even if you don't think of anybody else, you'll be shivering in fear. You will be, the fear will overwhelm you that you cannot even think of Bhagavan. But prayana kale bhagavat smaranam natu sulabham. It is not at all easy to remember Bhagavan at the time of death. But these people are so disciplined that they think of Bhagavan, remember Bhagavan even at the time of death. Prayana kale api mam viduhu. The word viduhu, very tricky, okay? It means remember, it also means know. Prayana kale api ye mam viduhu. People who remember me even at the time of death, which means they're always meditative. See, for a person to be able to remember Bhagavan at the time of death, it means they must be having meditative disposition of the mind. For a person to have the meditative disposition of the mind, whether if you're studying Shastram, you can be contemplative. You can be dwelling upon Bhagavan's Swarupam as your own Swarupam. If you have not studied Shastram also, you do not think of Bhagavat Swarupam. At least you can think of Bhagavan Nama, Bhagavat, no, Bhajanam, Bhagavat Rupam. You can think of, remember Bhagavan's form or something else. Something associated with Bhagavan you can think of. At the time of death, only if you think the whole life, your mind must be trained to be thinking of Bhagavan at the time of death, for which the whole life you must have lived a life of dharma, you must have lived Bhagavan, you must have had Bhagavan in your life, the whole life. suddenly the time of death you can't think of Bhagavan. But who people who are able to think of Bhagavan even at the remember Bhagavan, the time of death also means you are really disciplined minded. Why? The whole life Bhagavan was in their mind. Therefore, Bhagavan does not go away even when they are in deathbed. So, prayana kale api ye maam viduhu. That is why you can see in Tamil, in India, any upanyasa karta, even simple kathakaras when they come, they always emphasize this one fact. Now, if you cannot think of, say, Shankara, Shankara, time of death, the whole life you must have been saying Shankara, 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 then you can say Shankara when you are at deathbed also. The whole life you do not think of Narayana. This is episode in Srimad Bhagavatam. There was one very ordinary person, you know, and he was not a great devotee. He never thought about, but always he had many sons. He named all of them Bhagavan. He gave Bhagavan's names to all the sons by calling them all the time, and he could, by just calling Bhagavan's names, he could call Bhagavan name at time of death. What I'm saying, what is emphasized here, all kathakaras, upanyasakas, ordinary people always tell one fact. You worship Bhagavan every day, pray to Bhagavan every day, remember Bhagavan every day, so that you will be able to remember Bhagavan forever. If one day remember, one day don't remember, means it is not possible for you to remember. It means you must never have that habit, discipline of remembering Bhagavan every, always, so that you can remember Bhagavan at the time of death also. So, only disciplined minded can remember Bhagavan at the time of death also. Prayana kale api ye maam viduhu. People who remember me even at the time of death, such disciplined minded people alone, what now? Maam viduhu, they come to know. And they are the disyukta chetasaha maam viduhu. So he says, sadhi bhutam, sadhi daivam, sadhi yajnam, ye maam viduhu. So sadhi bhutam means along with adi bhutam, along with adi daivam. Adibhutam, adidaivam, adiyagyam. Sa means along with. Along with adibhutam, along with adidaivam, along with adiyagyam, those people who remember me, even at the time of death, and they are highly disciplined minded, and such people definitely They understand me. So what Bhagavan says, it is not simply understanding. Even Brahma, in the previous verse Bhagavan mentioned, people understand Brahma and people understand Atma, understand all karma, people who make appropriate efforts, who are dependent only on Bhagavan, they only come to know. We saw in the previous verse. So, what here he says, not that they understand only absolute reality, the self and the karma, they will also understand other three things. What are they? They'll understand adibhutam, they understand adidaivam, they understand adiyagyam. Okay? So people, they're disciplined minded, remember Bhagavan even at the time of death. How? Not only they understand Brahma, Atma and Karma, they also understand adidaivam, adibhutam, adiyagyam. They understand all six aspects all six things they understand. These people understand Param Brahma, the truth of the entire cosmos. They understand the truth as one's own real nature, as the Atma. They understand all about karma. They also understand along with what now? They also understand Adiyajnam, Adidaivam, Adhyatmam, Adibhutam, Adibhutam, Adiyajnam, Adidaivam. These also they understand. The six aspects they understand. Who are disciplined minded and who are dependent only on Bhagavan for moksha, not upon anything else. So, suppose if you understand, when Bhagavan says they understand six, now what he means? Understanding six aspects is understanding para and apara prakritis of Ishvara. If you have the six things Bhagavan says, Brahma, Adhyatmam, Akilam Karma. Three factors. The truth of the whole cosmos as Brahma. The truth of one's own self, Adhya self. Then karma, its entirety, three factors. Then Adhyatma, Adibhutam, Adidaivam, Adiyajnam. If you understand six aspects, you understood what? Six aspects are technical terms given to two prakritis. Para prakritihi and apara prakritihi. Understanding six factors is equal to understanding two prakritis. Understanding two prakritis is equal to understanding Ishvara. That's all. Bhagavan puts differently. So, we are going to see the following verse. Prayana kale api mam viduhu. Which means, the wise person, a jnani, who has understood the Ishvara as the combination of twofold prakritis, will understand Bhagavan, the twofold prakriti, Bhagavan in the form of twofold prakritis, as six factors, even at the time of death. That's what he says here. Let me explain to you what it means, okay? Adidaivam means understanding understanding the worship, the rituals, how understanding the rituals, the religious activities, the performance of yajna, and how Ishvara is yajna, how the ritual works, how the law determines the results, how yajna can bless one with all arthakama dharmas. One can have thorough understanding of what is yajna. Then, not only that, adibhutam, all devatas here, every phenomenon here, also what? Is Ishvara. So adibhutam, all about the natural phenomena, or adidaivam, all about other beings, all about these devatas, all about the yajna, all about karma, of course one's own knowledge of one's own self, knowledge of the truth, all this a person will remember even at the time of death, which means the person, a wise person, will not be worried, will not be sad, will not be frightened. He is relieved. He is already free. Therefore, he can remember Bhagavan as all these sixfold aspects. And even the time of death. Which means he will die any, without any fear. He will die means what? He will leave the physical body without any fear. We understand Bhagavan being the whole. So, what is emphasized towards the end is, one should not be an artha bhaktaha, arthi bhaktaha. One should not be thinking of Bhagavan only when a person is in trouble or when a person needs some Bhagavan's grace for artha kamas. Once purushartha nischaya is there, then how can one not be committed to the pursuit of knowledge? If the commitment to the pursuit of knowledge is there, there is no way of going against dharma. One has to live a life of dharma. One has to choose to live a life of karma yoga. Naturally, attitudes must change. In doing actions, attitude must change. In facing situations, see, really, I am living a life of karma yoga means one must be conscious how I am reacting, I am responding to situations. Am I reactive to situations or am I responding to situations? It is living, see, actually, Bhagavan really, in this verse, Bhagavan really emphasizes something differently. How I am facing every situation in my life. Really, if I have 100% faith, if I believe, not simply believe, I'm convinced of the fact my freedom is only in jnanam, then definitely I must live a life of karma yoga, which means I must have prasada buddhi. If I have the prasada buddhi, means I must see every situation, whatever comes, I should see, check. Am I remaining unaffected? Am I remaining the same in all situations? If I'm remaining the same in all situations means I should not be reactive. See, being reactive is not said to be, it's not wrong to be reactive, but it's immature to be reactive. I'm not reactive, which means I can be non-reactive only if I accept the situation, if I remain the same in all situations, I'm balanced in all situations, which means I'm able to see everything as Ishwara Prasada. Am I seeing everything as Ishwara Prasada? You must ask the question. Not simply mechanically learning the Karma Yoga. We've been learning Karma Yoga for so long. We know if I ask any one of you to give a talk on Karma Yoga, anybody can give a talk on Karma Yoga. Now one should, living, being a karma yogi means be remaining the same in all situations. With the sameness of mind. Without elation and dejection. A balanced mind. We know that. But am I living that? Am I living the understanding of what it means by saying being balanced without being reactive? And am I having the prasada buddhi? You are simply saying, I look at everything as prasada. No, it's not in saying. If I see everything as prasada, then definitely I must have this sameness of mind. I am a samatva buddhi. Samatva buddhi is there, then I am not reactive. Then I have a prasada. The prasada buddhi is there, samatva buddhi. Samatva buddhi is there, then I am not reactive. I'm not reactive means I'm prudently, thoughtfully responsive. I respond. It means I'm conscious of dharma. Which means that living such a life is what? You are not forgetting Bhagavan even for a fraction of a second. Okay? Such living a life karma yoga means not forgetting Bhagavan even for a fraction of a second. Because in your actions, Bhagavan is there. Because already you do every small thing consciously. I'm doing this to live my life, ultimately to discover Bhagavan, for which to prepare my mind for discovering Bhagavan, I'm living my life. I'm doing this, every small thing I'm doing to live my life in order to prepare my mind, ultimately to discover Bhagavan with the truth where my real moksha is. If you're conscious of this in doing everything, then Ishwara Arpana Buddhi is there. Which fraction of second Bhagavan is not there? Then when every situation, whatever comes, everything is prasadaha, prasadaha, prasada buddhi is there. Definitely, I can remain the same. The prasada buddhi must be there. Prasada buddhi means whatever comes is ordained by law, because law ordained means there is a cause behind it. There is an appropriate reason behind whatever is happening. It's very important. Whatever is happening is appropriate reason behind it, cause behind it. Whether I understand the cause, I understand the reason, I do not understand the reason, doesn't matter. There is a proper cause behind, reason behind whatever happens. Therefore, it is ordained by law, which is Ishvara. Therefore, I look at it as prasada. And this prasada, whatever it is going to go. And I remain the same. It is not going to be permanent. There is no pratibhasikam. We do not have any judgments, conclusions. We do not see things the way we want to see. We see only things as what Bhagavan has ordained. That means then I can avoid being reactive. I can be prudently, thoughtfully, I can respond to every situation. It means I'm consciously living my life. That living one's life consciously, under that verb, consciously living one's life, is very, very important. How consciously I am living my life. How thoughtful I am in my activities. How prayerful I am. Am I really taking every situation as Bhagavan's prasada? You may get agitated. I'm not saying no. Agitation you can't avoid, but are you reactive to the situation? Agitation will be there, but you are taking it as prasada, therefore you can handle any agitation. I'm handling it carefully. I'm not reactive. I'm very thoughtfully responsive to every situation. It means I'm consciously living. Therefore, in conscious living means every fraction of a second, Bhagavan fills your life. That is called Bhagavat Smaranam. Okay, Ajivanam Bhagavat Smaranam. Remembering Bhagavan every fraction of a second means how? Rama, 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 Rama. No, not like that. In fact, to help people, Bhagavan, that is not. So Karma Yoga, living a life Karma Yoga, consciously living a life of Dharma, having Ishwarpada Buddhi in every action, having Prasada Buddhi in every situation, and remaining balanced and calm in all situations, looking at everything as ordained by Bhagavan, that is actually higher form way of worshipping Bhagavan, having Bhagavan in one's life. That's why it's difficult to live such a life. Even living life Karma Yoga is not easy. That is why initially we give this japa, no? Okay, do every time Nama Japa you do. No, why? At least Rama, 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 Rama. At least for 15 minutes you say continuously being Bhagavan in your life. That japa is only calm the mind. Actually bringing Bhagavan, having Bhagavan in every fraction of second in my life means living one's life consciously. So conscious living is a cognitive living, is what? Living with understanding, living one's life properly with proper understanding of how life is ordained. And that understanding one can have from Shastra study or to Mahatmas. Then that is where you don't forget Bhagavan. And such a life in due course of time will help one understand Brahma, understand self, understand all karma, understand Adi Daivam, understand Yajna, understand Bhuta. So all these six words understood means what? You understood Ishvara, understood Para and Apara Prakritis of Ishvara. And such a person, as a wise person, the whole life he lived consciously. Therefore, he understood all about Ishvara. So when he is in deathbed also Jnani, the question may come, will wise person not remember Bhagavan at the time of death? Will he not be afraid of Bhagavan, afraid of death? No. Ignorant person will be afraid of death. Wise person will not be afraid of death. Because he's already free. For him, there's no, I am going to die, I will die. The sense of being a mortal, and I am the mortal. He is free from that notion. He does not entertain that notion of self being a mortal. There's no sense of mortality centered on I. Why? Isn't self auto centered on I? Because this person has been living his life consciously throughout. He understood the facts. He understood all about Ishvara. Therefore, he is very relaxed. And even at the time of death, this was how he was before whole life he lived. In the same way, the wise person, how consciously he was living his life. He understood everything. Even at the time of death, he remembers Bhagavan as what? He lived along with what is Adhyatmam, what is Adhibhutam, what is Adhidaivam, what is Karma, what I am, what Brahma is, how Ishvara is, what two Prakritis are, how Ishvara is. He, even at the time of death, he is with a clear understanding of Ishvara. There is no fear of death, nor is there any other thought. Which means he is with all these understanding, means even at time of death, this is how he keeps his mind, means this person, not an ordinary person, highly disciplined minded. He has disciplined his mind the whole life, living his life consciously. You know, that is very important. This verse sounds very simple, looks as though nothing is there. Really speaking, it emphasizes how one must live one's whole life. Don't wait for the death to come. Don't wait for to start one fine day. Right, it is right now. This is the time. They expose the teaching now, right now. You start living your life consciously. A life enjoined by the Shastram. Live your life consciously. See, you are really seeing Bhagavan. Having Bhagavan in your action, having Bhagavan in your situations, having Bhagavan, seeing Bhagavan as everything as prasada. No, there is Bhagavan in the situations, Bhagavan in your actions, Bhagavan means dharma. It means Bhagavan never forgotten. It's not simply doing japa, it's not simply worshipping and praying. It's just the way of life. It's just the way of life. Therefore, what he says, that's one word, is very emphatic. Maranak prayana kale api mam viduhu. Even at the time of death, they remember not just Bhagavan. They understand Bhagavan as all aspects of Bhagavan. Adhidaivam, sa adhidaivam, sa adhiyajyam, sa adhibhutam. Along with all these threefold aspects, they also see Bhagavan as the absolute reality, Brahma. They see, understand that Brahman being as one's own self, as Adhyatma, and they also understand all about karma. Okay? If karma is Ishvara, karma palam is Ishvara, karma pala data is Ishvara, the Lord, the result of action is Ishvara. There's nothing which is not Ishvara there, Bhagavan here. If a person has to leave this world, having only Bhagavan, with a clear vision, without any fear, and Bhagavan feels understanding of Bhagavan as para para prakritis, Bhagavan as the whole, Bhagavan as Brahma, Bhagavan as Atma, and Bhagavan as all karma, Bhagavan as Adhyatmam, Adhibhutam, Adhidaivam, Adhiyajnam, then Bhagavan feels what is only Bhagavan. Even at the time of death, the person hears means that person must be a highly disciplined minded. For a person to be disciplined minded, he must be living the whole life with Bhagavan. Overnight, one cannot have Bhagavan. That is the emphasis here. So, let me tell you now, with this 29th verse, the 7th chapter comes to an end.
Om Tat Sat Iti Srimad Bhagavad Gita Su Upanishad Su Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastre Shri Krishna Arjuna Samvade Jnana Vijnana Yoga Nama Saptamodhyayah Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.